Good evening. For WBAI News in New York, I'm Linda Perry with an abbreviated edition of the WBAI Evening News. Donald Trump is expected to follow through on his campaign pledge to pull out of the Paris Climate Agreement signed by more than 190 nations in 2015. He says he will make an announcement in coming days. Trump's campaign pledge to pull out of the accord was an effort to bolster U.S. oil and coal industries. Before taking office, he asserted that climate change is a hoax created by China to hurt the U.S. economy and weaken U.S. industry. This is in sharp contrast to an overwhelming majority of scientists who say humans' use of fossil fuels for energy is driving climate change. The aim of the Paris Accord is to limit the planetary warming in part by slashing carbon dioxide and other emissions from the burning of fossil fuels. The U.S., which is the world's second biggest emitter of carbon dioxide after China, committed to reduce its emissions by 26% to 28% from 2005 levels by 2025. And the accord commits countries to limit global temperature rises to below 2 degrees above pre-industrial levels. News of Donald Trump's expected decision drew swift reaction from the United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres. He said the unprecedented and growing threat to the planet posed by climate change means that it's absolutely essential to implement the Paris Agreement. Matthew Wells reports.
Speaking to an audience of scholars, scientists, students and entrepreneurs at New York University's Stern School of Business, the UN chief said that there were immense opportunities for peace and prosperity in implementing the Paris Agreement fully. He said the science underpinning the argument for reducing carbon emissions was beyond doubt.
The effects of climate change are already being felt around the world, and they are dangerous, and they are accelerating. And so my argument today is that it is absolutely essential that the world implements the Paris Agreement and that we fulfill that duty with increased ambition. And the reason is threefold. Climate change is undeniable, climate action is unstoppable, and climate solutions provide opportunities that are unmatchable.
He pointed to a raft of evidence that weather's becoming more extreme, from the ice caps to the oceans, deserts and forests, creating what he termed a moral imperative for action. But apart from the dire consequences, he stressed that there were also clear opportunities for the world economy, politics and societies everywhere in confronting climate change.
Thousands of private corporations, including major oil and gas companies, are taking their own action. And they know that green business is good business. It is not just the right thing to do, it is the smart thing to do. Some may seek to portray the response to climate change as a fundamental threat to the economy. Yet, what we are witnessing in these early years of a systemic response is the opposite. The real danger is not the threat to one's economy that comes from acting. It is instead the risk to one's economy by failing to act. And the message is simple. The sustainability train has left the station. Get on board or get left behind. Those who fail to bet on the green economy will be living in a grey future.
The Secretary General said there would continue to be strong differences about how to manage climate change and called for a conversation, not a shouting match. His door would always be open, he said, to sceptical politicians prepared for frank discussion over what the UN chief called the megatrend of our age.
All of us, governments, businesses, consumers, will have to make changes. More than that, we will have to be the change. This may not be easy at times, but for the sake of today's and future generations, it's the path we must pursue.
Matthew Wells, United Nations.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell from Kentucky and 21 other Republicans sent Trump a letter last week urging him to follow through on that campaign pledge to pull out of the accord. Those senators are mostly from states dependent on the continued burning of coal, oil, and gas. But there was a March opinion poll by Reuters. It found that 50% of Republicans agreed that the U.S. should lead the global fight against climate change, while 37% disagreed and 13% were unsure. In Congress, 40 Democratic senators sent Trump a letter saying withdrawal would hurt America's credibility and influence on the world stage. And hundreds of high-profile businesses have spoken out in favor of the deal. They include Apple, Google, and Walmart. Even fossil fuel companies such as ExxonMobil, BP, and Shell say the U.S. should abide by the deal. The Sierra Club said a U.S. withdrawal from the Paris deal would be a historic mistake. Friends of the Earth said it would make America the world's foremost climate villain. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.